All right, we come back and we're ready to go. Start the second half. Grizzlies trailing 54-32. And it'll be Indian Hills basketball to start this half. Indian Hills will start at starting five for both teams out there. Start the half. Grizzlies with Kumwimba, Pola, Paul, Grant Foster, and Downey. And the Grizzlies right now look to be in a zone. Over on the right side, 10 on the shot clock. Dribbling to the left, down the key. Sparks fakes, turns, faces up and scores. Brayton Sparks has 10. Trayon Grant Foster with it out front for the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul will give it to Javian Downey. Javian goes to the right baseline, wrap around, back out on the wing. Here's Prola with an open three. Good. Good look by Javian Downey. He found Lucas out there on the wing all by himself, and he drilled it. He has 10 points. 56-35. On the baseline, Mbaka backs down, kicks it outside, around the horn it goes. Left point for a three shot. No good. Rebound comes long. Chased down by Mbaka to the right corner. They cross over the top on the long pass. Here's Briggs down the key, goes up with a shot up and good. Lionel Kumwimba did a really good job just to avoid a foul there. 58-35 as Briggs took the ball right to the big guy inside. Luke and Lionel gave ground at the point. Here's Downey for a three off the back iron, no good. Ball comes off, long pass up the floor. Here we go to the rim, and a hanging shot, no good, but a foul on the shot. We'll put Brayden Sparks on the line and a foul in the book on Javian Downey.
Personal foul, call number 11, Javian Downey.
First foul on Downey for the Grizzlies. And the free throw shooter, Sparks, for the Warriors. And the first try is good. Old friend Pat Smith down here, Moberly head coach. I saw him after their game where they came back and beat Southeast Iowa. He was so happy because here's the next free throw good. He said he is so happy because it's the first time he's ever won two games in a row on this floor. It is very rare people win on this court, especially, well, against Indian Hills. But just to win a game here is a good feeling. Lucas Prola out front at the elbow. Bounce pass on the wing. Off the hands, Downey out of bounds. Two minutes in, second half, 60-35, Indian Hills. Out to the point, Trevian LeBeau. Mbaka now at the point. Briggs for a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by Lionel Kumwimba up the left side. Here comes TGF. Puts it on the deck, spins to the middle, lost it on the way up, lost it out of bounds. Last touch by Indian Hill. Stops the clock, 17:41 to play in the basketball game. Grizzlies down, 60-35, have the ball now under their own basket. Javian Downey, Lionel Kumwimba, Trayon Grant Foster, Lucas Prola, lob pass out front. Also, Carlos Paul out there. Javian Downey with it. Dribbles lane all the way, right-hand shot. That's got to be a goaltend, and it is. Javian Downey gets the bucket. They drove the key, and Mbaka went up quick. Slapped it as it came off the glass. Javian with the bucket.
The basket is good.
60-37. Be tough to win this game, but at the very least, you want to see how close you could actually make it. Here's a drive, missed shot, ball thrown back in bounds, saved, and now back out front, almost thrown away, picked up by Sparks, and Indian Hills will reset their offense. 14 on the shot clock. High screen to the right, curls over the top, down the lane, right hand floater with the right hand is good.
Ready, Sparks for two.
Sparks has 14. He's a freshman. On the right side to the corner. Lucas Prola. Curls over the top. fadeaway jump shot. Back iron won't go. Rebound is pulled down by Mpaka to the front court. Driving the lane, Briggs all the way up and under shot. No good, but he got fouled on the play. Lionel Kumwimba was back there waiting for him, but he'll be called for the foul more than likely.
Personal foul, number 33, Lionel
Kumwimba. Third foul on Lionel. He was in the act of shooting. Kenny Briggs. He has 6 points, actually, tonight. We'll try to make it eight with two free throws here. 62-37. Free throw first try is good.
Checking in for the Grizzlies, number five, Kendon Peebles.
Kendon Peebles will come in with Tom Emery.
Herji
Hunami comes in the ballgame for the Grizzlies. Next free throw is good. Braden Spark is 6-for-6 from the line tonight. Riley Whitaker will check in for the Grizzlies for Carlos Paul.
Riley Whitaker.
In the backcourt, Javian has it. Picked up by Sparks. Goes up the right sideline. Holds it up. Now crossover. Gets it middle of the floor. Will hand the ball off. Now Urji Hanami. Crossover. Bad pass cross. Stole it away. Back the other way. Reach in. Stolen back by Urji. What a terrific play. Great hands. Take it away from Hall. Now up the floor. Here's a right hand up and under. No good. Rebound put back. Tom Emmerich is good.
Tom Emmerich.
Tom has 4. 64-39. We could go on about a 10 or 11 nothing run here. That'd be nice. Left corner open shot for a 3 is good. It ain't going to happen when they're doing that. Vivian LeBeau now has 11 points. Riley Whitaker, as we broadcast from the Crow's Nest here in the Hellyer Center, down the lane. Here's a drive. Up and good. Foul. No, that's just going to be a goaltend call. And again, JV and Downey able to get to the rim there. And beat the defender. Downey now with 4. 67-41. They'll put their 6'10 kid from the Netherlands back in the lineup. Hermes. And now back come the Warriors wearing the white with the gold and scarlet trim. At the left point, to the right point. Grizzlies go back to a zone here. On the left wing, way out for a 3. No good off the mark. Rebound picked up by Tom Emmerich for the Grizzlies. Up the right side. Let's see if Javian can get through to the rim again. They kick it across. Emmerich with a 3, and it's no good. Ball long, tipped over, picked up. Here come the Warriors with a 3-on-2. Down the lane, right-hand scoop up. Good. No. Foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. Javian Downey back on defense and draws the charge. For the Grizzlies, good effort there by Javion.
Player control foul, calling number 24, Travion LeBeau.
LeBeau is called for his third foul. Grizzlies have Lionel Kumwimba with 3. Warriors have 2 players with 3, Cassie and LeBeau. Front court Grizzly basketball. Let's get some buckets. Get some stops. Here's Emmerich down the key to left side. Pulls up and under. Right hand, a little scoop shot. No good short. Now up the right side front court. Drive down the key. Left hand runner off the glass is up. No good, but that'll be a foul as Cassie took it to the basket, drew some contact, and he'll shoot 2. Kendon Peebles called for the personal foul.
Kendon Peebles for Grizzlies. Second personal, 13 foul by half on West Plains.
Free throw try for Cassie is no good. One more try for the 6'8" forward. Second attempt, no good. Rebound off Tom Emmerich with a rebound for the Grizzlies. The Mansfield Lion pulls it down, gets the Peebles now gauge. Pits in the front court. Long 3 by Riley Whitaker. It rims off. Ball is slapped out of bounds, should be and is Grizzly basketball. Riley took one from downtown that time, and it spun around and out, but the Grizzlies keep it. Riley Whitaker, bounce pass down on the low block. Catch by Peebles, puts it off the board, no good. Rebound is slapped out of bounds. Should be Indian Hills basketball, and it is. We're a little bigger team. We're a little more physical team this year, but Indian Hills is still bigger, thicker, stronger. But we'll have another crack at these guys in February in West Plains, and you need to come to that game because we will play way better. Last year we beat them in West Plains after they beat us by 19. In the right corner, Hermes back out on the right point. Cassie with an odd-looking three, way off the mark. Rebound by Whitaker for the Grizzlies, 14 minutes to play. Around the horn at the point. Kendon's got a three look, and that's no good. Rebound, though. Nice job by Emmerich. Up and under, no good, but he got fouled on the play. Tom Emmerich has been, I'm not going to say a surprise, because we expected him to be pretty good just coming out of Mansfield High School.
Fourth personal,
fourth foul call on William Cassie. But I will say that he has taken root faster than you might imagine. Free throw is good. And this is something about Tom Emmerich.
For the Warriors, number two,
I made this point. Joe Greenwood and I were talking the other day, and I said, we're on the bus coming up here. I said, you know, I think Tom Emmerich, actually, that the college game is more suited for him than the high school game. Next free throw, no good as it rims off. College game, more open. He is an excellent athlete. Can shoot the basketball and run the court. Hermes in the middle with a catch. Puts it up inside. No good. Raw ball is bobbled around. Out of bounds. Last touch by Indian Hill. 13:49 to play in the basketball game. Grizzlies down 25.
Back up the way is number 22, Shamir Carruthers. As is number 30.
Lionel comes back in.
Come with us for the Grizzlies.
Gage pitch, backcourt. Up the right side, front court. Crossover dribble, dribbles in, splits the D, gets hung up. Looks for help, bounce pass out, nearly thrown away. Kamwimba dives, saves it, gets it back to Urgy. Down the left corner, Kendon Peebles. Bounce pass, low block. Pass through the cutter, Pitts lays it up, no good, but he got fouled on the play. And a great look that time by Lionel Kamwimba, who had it on the left low block and saw Gage Pitts cutting diagonal from the right wing. Perfectly timed pass, but the shot just wouldn't go. So Gage Pitts at the free throw line, foul number one call against Indian Hills, Shamir Carruthers. Gage Pitts. What a good freshman year he had for the Grizzlies. First free throw here is good. Trayon Grant Foster back in the ball game.
Number 24, Trayon Grant Foster.
Trayon's first game of the season here tonight. He has 3 points. Free throw again by Gage is good. Gage has made 4 out of 4 tonight, 67-44. In the corner, wide open three, unguarded, and it's an air ball. Putback shot is up and no good. Ball is tipped off the glass, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. Indian Hill still winning the fight for the ball around the basket. Here's the inbound play. Hermes with the catch out on the right side. 20 on the shot clock now. Driving the lane, losing the ball, falling down, turnover. Indian Hills up the floor. Grant Foster in the open floor. Pulls it back, gets it over to Gage Pitts. In the paint. Looks in, now gets it out to Grant Foster for the Grizzlies. 18 on the shot clock. High screen to the right, top of the circle, right elbow, all the way down the lane. Layup is good. Nice, smooth move that time by Trayon Grant Foster, who has 5. Kansas City native makes it a 21-point game, 67-46. Out front, Devontae Hall. Bad pass cross court, too high, threw it away. Indian Hill is a little flat-footed right now. And with that, they'll get Braden Sparks back to the game and take out Devontae Hall. So, let's see. We could get it under 20 here on the baseline. Pass to the corner to Lionel. Riley backs to Lionel on the low block. Backs down, knocked away, and stolen. And now a blocking foul in the backcourt after the steal will be called on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies.
There's a foul call number 14, Ronnie Whitaker.
Carlos Paul is in. Lucas Prola back in for the Grizzlies. Javion Downey is in. Coming out, Lionel Kamwimba. Gage Pitts, Riley Whitaker. So right now, Javion Downey, Trayon Grant Foster, Lucas Prola, Kendon Peebles, and Carlos Paul. Left side, Sparks holds it high. Kicks it cross court. Back it goes to Sparks now in the left corner. To Marion Nimmers. And a whistle as he drove toward the paint. But a holding foul will be called on Kendon Peebles. That'll be his third foul.
Number five, Kendon Peebles.
Timeout. This may be the media timeout we were looking for. 67-46. Grizzlies down by 21 in Ottumwa. And we're back on a Friday night in 1 minute on KDY. At the end of the game, we'll name our Donzato Service Player of the Game. And we'll be joined afterwards by Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Indian Hills basketball in their front court. And they'll play it in, 20 on the shot clock. 11:55 to play in the ball game. Grizzlies back to a 1-2-2 zone. Down the key, Sparks to the right corner. Double team on the ball. Skip pass now on the left corner. It's Nimmers driving the lane. Right hand scoop shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded, though, by Sparks at the point. Ball fake. Dribble in. Ball kicked away. Loose on the deck. Fight for the basketball. Grizzlies have it. Here's Javion Downey. Good hustle by Carlos Paul. Grant Foster in. Leans in. Lays it up off the glass and good. Good transition bucket there. 7 for Grant Foster tonight. Down the key. Here's an up and under shot. That's good. Grizzlies didn't get back on defense. Kenny Briggs took it to the basket. He has 8 points. 69-48. Kendon Peebles on the right side. Now Trayon Grant Foster with it. Curls to the left elbow. Gets to the paint. Up and under. Right hand scoop shot off the glass. It won't go. Now in the front court, Sparks, ball fake back to the right corner. Nimmers trapped underneath, feeds it back. Hermes, wide open, lays it up and good. Hermes just standing there in front of the rim. And the ball lands in his hands and he lays it in. 71-48. Downey, left corner. Carlos has got a three look and it's no good. Rebounded though by Grant Foster. Double teamed on the baseline. Twist, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound, Kendon has it. Goes up, lays it up and good. Kendon with 5, 71-50. Splitting the defense now is Bridge. Back out to the corner. Hermes with a 3, way too hard. And here comes Javion Downey to the right corner. Lucas Prola to the baseline. Up and under. Feeds it across. Nobody there. Got hung up midair and threw it away. 2-on-1 break the other way now. Right hand scoop off the glass. No good. Put back is up and good.
Marion
Nimmers. Leading scorer with 17 points tonight. Javion beats his man on the dribble, kicks it out of bounds, coming in on the left wing.
Second for the Warriors, number 23, Chris
Baca. Grizzlies have turned it over 10 times tonight, 8 against Indian Hills.
Number 24, Travion LeBeau.
But the biggest factor in this game being a 23-point game, 73-50, with 9 minutes and 49 seconds to play. The biggest factor in this game was the horrible start the Grizzlies got off to. We're down 10 to nothing to start the game, and we got in a hole that we just couldn't see the light of day, no matter how hard we looked. And we're down by 23 right now. Ball into the paint, kicked away, picked back up again. Cassidy in the ball game again, the 6'8 kid for Indian Hills. Into the block, nobody on the ball. Layup is good. They got the ball into Trevion LeBeau. And he turned around and looked, and there was no one on him. So he just took it to the basket and laid it in. 75-50. Lucas Prola curls over the top, bounce pass on the pick and roll. Kamwimba kicks it outside to the right corner. Wide open, Javion Downey with a 3, no good. And now we've got a player down for Indian Hills. and he is in a lot of pain. That would be Chris Mbaka, their post player. So he is, at the very least, rolled an ankle, and they'll have to tend to him. And so we'll go to a timeout with 8:58 to play in the basketball game. Indian Hills on top of the Grizzlies by a score of 75-50. Before we go to the timeout, I want to say give a big shout-out to Ginger Gazaway and her family. They were hosts during our road trips this year on KDY. They operate the Feet Sack in Alton. Not only that, but they have the greatest strawberry pie on this or any other planet. I challenge you to try that sometime. Anyway, they're looking forward to coming to watch the Grizzlies play against NEO on the 28th of this month. So we look forward to seeing them at the Grizzly game. Hey, Walt McCaw comes in the ball game for the Warriors here. That's not necessarily true. Petok McCaw coming in the ball game. He is 6'8". Pass the low block. Pressure on the basketball. Whistle. Foul be called on the reach in against the Grizzlies. Holding foul on Javion Downey.
Personal foul on number 11, Javion.
Second foul on Javion. 75-50.
16 foul to half on West Plains.
Here's the inbound play, lob pass, and we'll have a holding foul call. It looks like probably on Lionel, or not.
Foul, hold number 20, Tom Emmerich.
Nope, Tom Emmerich called for the holding foul. That's
third personal, 17,
his third foul of the ball game. So are we two? Yes, we're on bonus time. William Cassie will go to the free throw line for Indian Hills. Cassie tonight is 1 out of 4 from the line. And the first free throw here is good. We'll play another really good team tomorrow. Triton College. Next one is good. Lucas Prola up the sideline, down the front court, crossover dribble. Pressure defense, gets away from his guy, dribbles across, bounce pass out. Riley Whitaker fakes the shot, now hands it off to Javion Downey. At the right point, Tom Emmerich puts it on the floor. Floater high off the back iron, no good. Ball tipped long, picked up the Warriors on the break. They're going 4-on-2, bounce across. Cassie, left-hand layup, no good, but he was blocked on the play by Javion Downey. That'll be his third foul.
Number 11, Javion Downey for the Grizzlies. Third personal, 18 foul to half on the Will Cassie to the line.
Kendon Peebles comes in the ball game. And now Cassie again at the free throw line. First try here is good.
Check it back in for the Warriors. Number 1, Devontae Hall.
Hall back in off the bench.
Number 31, David Hermes.
For Indian Hills, the Grizzlies right now have Gage Pitts back in the ball game with Riley Whitaker and Lucas Prola, the guards up front, Kendon Peebles and Lionel Kimwimba. 78-50 is our score. The next free throw is no good and an over-the-back foul on David Hermes for Indian Hills, so that'll be his third foul.
Personal foul call number 31, David Hermes. Warriors third personal, 14 foul to half.
This is the biggest lead of the game for Indian Hills. It's 28 points. 78-50. We had some games last year where we went through some scoring droughts. This isn't quite the same thing, though. Here's Kendon with a three on the wing, rims off, missed the shot, ball goes out of bounds, touched last off the knee of an Indian Hills Warrior. 8:05 to play. I may be wrong about this, but I think this is the only game that an Iowa team is winning or has a chance to win today. This is the last game of day one. Missouri teams generally have done very well. Well, Triton Triton won today. They beat Three Rivers. Here's Lucas Prola, pull-up 10-footer. Good, left side of the key. Lucas Prola with 5.5, 12 for the game, 78-52. On the left baseline, Cassie steps back. He's going to fire a three. That's no good. Over the back for the rebound, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jake Pitts. Carlos Paul will check back in for Lionel.
Number 2, Marion Dimmers, and also number 2, Carlos Paul, back up for the Grizzlies.
Inbound play from left of the basket, Devontae Hall for the Warriors. He plays it inbounds and a catch in the corner, and that's going to be a trap. No, he stepped out of bounds. As Kenny Biggs caught it in the right corner, he went to set, and his right foot slipped. He was right near the sideline and stepped out of bounds. 7:35 and counting. We'll get a good night's sleep tonight and be ready to go tomorrow and play better against Triton. At the point, bounce pass in, bad pass. Kenan Peebles throwing away. Grizzlies 11th turnover. Up the right side, catch by Briggs. Bounce pass to the corner to Nimbers. Back to Briggs over the top on the left side now. They'll get it on the wing for a three. Look, and that's up and good by Trevion LeBeau.
Trevion
LeBeau. He has 16 points. Crossover dribble, Paul in the paint, turns, faces, got a shot partially blocked by Hermes, and now back the other way come the Warriors. Step in from the right corner for a two, in and out, and a whistle, and there's going to be a foul against the Grizzlies.
The foul is called number 2, Carlos Paul.
Carlos will be called for his first foul.
19 foul.
6:52 to play. 81-52. Warriors on top. You know, last year was a real struggle of a year, 11-19, but in spite of that, we're one of the few teams that can say that they played Indian Hills twice and split last year. And we'll have a chance to split again in February when they come to West Plains. But they are cruising at home. They are one of the best teams in the country at home. Free throw, no good.
And number 15, Darian Combs.
Darian Combs in for the Grizzlies now. Gage Pitts to the left corner. Ergy has it. Keeps the dribble, drives the paint all the way. Right hand high off the board, no good. Someone slapped the backboard as that ball was in the air. Now in the left corner, here's an open shot for a three. Rim in and out. Rebound, Kendon Peebles. Grizzlies come back. At the point, Gage Pitts has a three. It's up, no good, but he got fouled on the shot by Hermes, so he'll shoot three here.
81-52.
Fourth foul on Hermes. 6:21 to play. First try is good. Gage Pitts 5 out of 5, and he'll get another crack at the line here. The second of three. It's up, and it's good. And now the coach's son will have a chance to make the hat trick.
Check it in for
81-54. High school basketball season will start in earnest next week. Here's the next try, and it's good. Well, we're actually closer to 2 weeks away from it starting in earnest, but he'll be kicking into high gear before too long. Gage Pitts makes both free throws, all three free throws. So he's made 7 out of 7 tonight. 81-55. Here's a pull-up at the point. No good. Gage Pitts with the rebound off the missed shot by Devontae Hall. Down the front court, Pitts on the right wing. High screen, crossover dribble, knocked out of bounds by Hall. With Shamir Carruthers on the defense that time. Grizzlies have it, 22 on the shot clock with 5:55 to play. Darian Combs plays it in. Gage Pitts has it now at the right point. Left side, Downey, left corner. Back to Downey. He says clear out. Puts it on the floor, dribbles across. Pull up free throw, jump shot. No good, short. Rebound fought for, picked up by Lionel Kumwimba. Hook pass across the floor. Here's Gage with a three, and it's good. Gage pitch. Downtown. Gage has 13 points tonight. Hook pass into the high post. Bad pass. It's going to be stolen by Urji Hanami. Front court lob pass up. Bad pass thrown away. Too high. And the Grizzlies now with their 13th turnover. 5:16 to go, down 81-58. Indian Hills will go 2-0 to start the year. The Grizzlies will fall to 2-2. We don't want to leave Iowa under 500. Here's a shot from the corner, no good. And the ball is bobbled away and picked up by Indian Hills. Grizzlies had two players there, and no one can get a handle on it. Hermes at the right point. Urji Hanami tied on the ball out front. Hermes now. He pulls up. He's going to shoot a three, and it's good.
David Hermes from downtown.
Hermes for the three, and like all 6'10 European players that come play basketball in the United States, they all want to stand on the perimeter and shoot three. Tom Emmerich will check in for the Grizzlies for Lionel Kumwimba, 84-58. Downey front court to Gage pitch. Bounce to the point, Tom Emmerich. Right side, curls over the key, backs down, turns, fadeaway jump shot over the bigger guy. Hermes no good, rebound putback no good by Darian Combs.
Personal foul, number four.
Foul will be called on Indian Hills, Awak Makar, and that'll be his first.
First personal.
Let's see if Darian Combs can score his first point of the season here. And he does. That a boy. Darian Combs with his first point of the season.
Back up for
Poplar Bluff freshman.
14, Riley Whitaker.
Javian Downey will come out of the ball game. Next free throw, good. Indian hit. Oh, near steal by Urji Hanami out front. The Grizzlies back to the 1-2-2 zone. Lob pass across. Down the left side. At the right point. Crossover ball knocked away. Loose basketball stolen by Urji Hanami. Down the key all the way. Step three, right hand layup. Good. Foul on the play in the basket. Counts nicely done by Urji Hanami. So it'll be a bucket in one for the Canadian.
Basket's good. The foul is called on number 14. You are. Akalania.
And Urji will go to the free throw line. And the three-point play try, no good. Hermes gets the rebound. Down the front court, right wing. Here's a three. Rims in and out off the miss that time by Akalaya. And in the front court, Combs has it. Gage Pitts out front, double team, gets it to the point. Urji Hanami dribbles between the defense all the way, and a big right-handed dunk as he took it right down the middle that time. Urji Hanami now with 10. 84-64. Three minutes, 20 seconds to go. Kendon Peebles will check in here in a little bit. You need to take this game with a grain of salt. Cutting down the lane. Here's a drive. Oh, a good scoop on a good cut by Awak Makar. And he gets his first basket of the game. 86-64. Hanami to the right corner. Wide open. Emmerich with a three, and it's good. Tom Emmerich, well, I think that's his first collegiate three-point make. 86-67. Right side, they're going to pop another long three. That's no good. Rebound to Gage Pitts for the Grizzlies. Believe it. Pretty sure that was his first three. It was. Down the lane. Kick it to the left corner. Combs has got a three look. It's too hard. Hermes comes off with a rebound. 86-67. 2:15 to go. kick it to the right corner. Wide open look for a three. No good. Weak side rebound tipped over. Urji Hanami. Great bounce pass up the floor. Combs catches, goes up, lays it up, missed it. And it got blocked from behind. But the Grizzlies get control with Gage Pitts. Urji with an up fake. Spins to the middle. Right, left hand shot off the board. Good. Foul on the play. And the basket counts. And Urji Hanami is showing some moves like Jagger here late in the ball game. Urji's got 12 points.
My number 12, Urji Hanami.
And a few subs come in for Indian Hills. We'll get Lionel Kumwemba back in the game. Lionel Kumwemba, Ryan Whitaker, Urji Hanami, Gage Pitts, and Darian Combs are the five out there in blue. Urji will try and finish the three-point play. And it's good.
Back up with it, number five, Kevin Peeble.
Hermes just fouled out of the ballgame, so he's done with 9 points for Indian Hills. 86-70. They are holding it out front, running time, waiting for someone to come out and guard. But they're just killing time here. They're up by 16. Over on the right side, the zone comes out. I will say this. Here's a shot from the left corner by McCarr. No good. Rebound, Kendon Peebles has it, and the Grizzlies come back. I will say this. We have not shot the ball very well tonight. Got off to a horribly slow start, and we still have 70 points, so that's a little encouraging. Down the lane, Peebles. Inside-out pass is stolen away. Lob pass up the floor, two-on-one break. Pull-up, shoot a three from the right wing, and it's no good. Put back right underneath his mitt. And we're down to 1 minute to play in the ballgame.
1 minute,
Gage Pitts down the key, gets it back to Kendon Peebles. He's trapped in the corner. Someone come to the basketball, please. Bounce pass off of the defensive player out of bounds. Stays with the Grizzlies. 18 on the shot clock, 53 on the game clock. Riley Whitaker will throw the ball in the corner. Kendon Peebles. Lob pass out front. 12 on the shot clock. 46 on the game clock. Gage out front. Dribbles in. Cut off. Cut. Now pass far side. Darian Combs with a three, and it's good. Attaboy. Darian Combs with five off the bench here in the second half. 86-73. Well, we've made it at least a little more presentable. Shot clock still on. Ball tipped out front. Stolen. Darian Combs with it for the Grizzlies. Takes it all the way in. Right hand layup. Good. Off the turnover.
Darian Combs.
86-75. Indian Hills, we're down to how many seconds? 15 to go, and that'll be the ball game. Indian Hills Warriors start their season 2-0, and they win their home opener over the Grizzlies here tonight by a final of 86-75. We'll be joined post-game by Coach Jared Fay coming up in just a couple of minutes here on Hot Country KDY. Well, the game can be summed up with the opening line, we got off to a bad start, and that was pretty much the entire basketball game. I remember saying when the game started, and we were behind 4-0, I remember saying, we really need to score with this possession. Well, we didn't, and eventually got to 10-0. And then it got to 19-3. And eventually we got down to a 23-point hole in the first half. And there was no crawling out of that hole playing this team in this place. Final score, 86-75. We'll be joined up here by Jared Fay at some point if he can figure out how to get up here. I'm actually broadcasting from a different place than I normally do. I'm on the other side of the facility, but he'll probably see that as he makes his way around. We'll take the time here to go ahead and check the scoring. Well, let's do this first. I need just a short amount of time. Nate, give me a 30-second break, and we'll check the scoring and be joined by Jared Fay here in our postgame on KDY. We come back with Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies here, and the Warriors win it by 11 points, 86-75. Jared, I just got in saying, I've repeated what I said when the game first started. It was 4-0. And we had the basketball, and I said, I know that it's just super early in the game, but we really need to score a basket here. And we didn't, and it got to be 10, and we got down 19-3. But, I mean, against especially against really good teams, especially on their home floor, and Indian Hills is a great example of that, you can't get in that kind of hole. So if you tell the story of the game, you just say, we just got off to a really bad start.
We did. You know, I don't know how many times in their history the Indian Hills have lost their home opener. You know, you might beat them here every once in a while, but it's probably because they were sleeping a little bit. So I knew this would be a tough game. You know, I was very disappointed in our first half. Not even necessarily our effort. It was just I felt like the game started and our minds just completely were blown. So I don't know if we were a little intimidated and that kind of stuff, but, you know, fortunately we overcame that part and kind of made the game respectable, and I'm proud of the guys for that.
I just thought we looked a little bit tight when the game started. We just did, and it took a long time for us to even make a field goal, but you got to give some of the credit for that to Indian Hills because they make it hard to score.
Yeah, no doubt. They're a big, strong, athletic team. We were watching film this week, my assistants, we were kind of debating who's better, Indian Hills or Midland, but I do know this, they're both two of the, you know, probably top five teams in the country. And again, we're playing them on their home opener. They're going to hit shots. They played well, very well coached, and we have to tip our hat to them.
And didn't play with a full rotation tonight since Kyle and Kamari didn't play, but what that did was that gave Darian Combs a chance to get in the game. He had 7 points. I thought Gage Pitts really played well tonight, and Trayon Grant Foster gave you a little bit of scoring tonight. He had 7.
Yeah, you know, definitely proud of those guys. And, you know, Trayon redshirted here last year, and with all that being said, this is his first college basketball game. I didn't really like how that played out being here. There's a lot of emotions here. The brother played here. So we got that out of the way, and it was good to see Darian come in and Gage. You know what you're going to get from Gage Pitts, and he's going to compete and fight. And, you know, the second half I was trying to balance a little bit of I wanted to get some guys playing time just to get better and get used to things. But also didn't want to play anyone too many minutes because we got a game tomorrow afternoon.
And speaking of the game tomorrow afternoon, Triton College had a pretty tight game with Three Rivers up till halftime, and then today they just flipped the switch, and boy, they were off.
Yeah, Triton was really good. A couple of really good guards there. One of Dylan Williams, who played at Mineral, so he knows us well, and we know him well. Very good point guard. We definitely have our hands full there. But at the same time, you know, this is a tough stretch of games, and we just want to get through this stretch a better basketball team than what we were when we came in.
So tomorrow afternoon it'll be a 3 o'clock start, and the Grizzlies will play here tomorrow, and then another road trip to St. Louis on Wednesday. It'll be nice to get that stretch late the second half of the month when we have all home games, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. I need to talk to the guy who does our scheduling. I keep saying that, but we are anxious to get back home.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Carla.
I will see you tomorrow. All right. That's the head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay. The Grizzlies fall by 11 tonight, 86-75. Scoring in the ball game for the Grizzlies. And we're going to have for our Don's Auto Service player of the game tonight. It's going to be Gage Pitts. Gage tied for the scoring honors tonight. He had 13 points and really played well. He was 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. And Gage Pitts from Thayer is our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Also with 13, Urji Hanami, a 12-point night for Lucas Prola. Also for the Grizzlies down the line, Carlos Paul had 6. Javion Downey had 4. Trayon Grant Foster in his college basketball debut had 7 tonight. 8 for Tom Emmerich and 7 points for Darian Combs. Indian Hills was led by Marion Nemers. Again, they always have great guards. I mean, they always have high-quality guards in this basketball program, and we saw it tonight. Marion Nemers had 17. Braden Sparks had 16 points. And Trevion LeBeau, one of their forwards, came up with 16. So Indian Hills led at the half big. They went on for an easy win, and they win it tonight by 11 points as the Grizzlies fall to 2-2. We're back at it tomorrow when the Grizzlies will be going up against Triton College from the Chicago suburbs, and we'll have that broadcast here on Hot Country KDY on Saturday afternoon with an appointed start time at 3 o'clock. But this is, you know, there are going to be games before us, they could run a little bit late, and if that be the case, we'll probably start a little bit later. Meanwhile, thanks to Nate Hutson in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. 86-75 final score as Indian Hills beats the Grizzlies tonight here in Ottumwa. And until Saturday afternoon, we're going to say good night from the Hillier Center on the campus of Indian Hills Community College in Ottumwa, Iowa.
Grizzly basketball on Hot Country KDY brought to you in part by Bailey Chevrolet, by Holiday Inn Express and Suites, by Ozarks Healthcare, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and Don's Auto Service. Grizzly basketball on KDY is a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of Ozark Marketing Company.